me in, and his exhale rustled the small hairs that had escaped from my ponytail and now tickled my forehead. He relaxed, laying back on the metal floor once more.
Following this path could very well lead to our end.
And yet, I said softly, Fio's virus might be our only hope for peace, for a real future. If we can make the Sakali feel, maybe they'll see that there's more to existence than consumption and domination. And then, maybe they won't want to fight anymore.
Maybe, Haiti said, sounding dubious. Of course, there's always the chance that activating emotions within them will awaken a righteous hatred that makes them an even more dangerous enemy.
I grinned up at the stars and glanced sidelong at Hades. But righteous hatred, while motivating, is also blinding, I countered, my eyebrows rising. The Sakali might not be open to establishing peace once they can feel, but they will be opening themselves up to new ways for us to exploit that blindness. When Hades said nothing, I gently elbowed his side.
I make a good point, I said, laughing softly.
You don't have to admit it out loud. I know the truth. I turned my face toward him and whispered,
You agree with me.
He released a breathy laugh, his apprehension masked by his genuine joy.
I may come to regret giving you open access to my mind.
I took a moment to savor his unrestrained happiness, wrapping it around me like a cozy blanket. Since we returned from Othrys, our relationship finally fully realized, he had been more open and lighthearted than ever before. But laughter from him was still a relative rarity. I sighed and returned to staring out at the stars. All I know is that this could be our best chance of ending this war once and for all, to finally free our people from this endless struggle. If we have to put everyone in danger in order to reach for that freedom, isn't it worth it? What's one more risk, really, after everything? Hades didn't answer for a long moment, and his silence was a heavy weight on my heart. I propped myself up on my elbow to look at him, only to find he was already staring at me. His ice blue eyes were intense, and I felt my heart skip a beat.
I'm not afraid of putting everyone in danger, he said, his voice a deep rumble. I'm afraid of endangering you, of losing you again. Perry, Cora, every part of you. You're everything to me, and without you.
His words caught in his throat, and he closed his eyes, his next inhale visibly shaky. When he lifted his lids again, his heated stare locked with mine.
You elevate me to the best version of myself, he professed. And I know I can't do this without you.
My breath caught in my throat at his words, and my cheeks grew warm. Of course, after everything we had been through together, I knew how deeply Hades cared for me. But hearing him express his feelings so openly still made my heart seem to swell in my chest. You won't lose me, I said, reaching out to take his hand. I won't let that happen. I slid my fingers between his. We'll do this together, Hades. Just like down on Othrys, we either live together or we die together.
And if we die?
He asked, squeezing my hand like he was afraid I would slip away. Then we die knowing we did everything we could to end this war and make a better future for our people. For all the people who had fallen victim to the Sakali, either directly or indirectly. My eyes stung as tears welled. For my mom and Raiden and Emmy. For that other version of myself living in the simulation who could look forward to a life with the man who possessed the other half of my heart. The piece that didn't already belong to Hades.